Hey, it's Pharaoh here, and I hope you're doing well today. And I have a short announcement along with some important details for something new that's coming to Cairo Empire, which I'm very excited about. I'm very passionate about this. And it's good. This is pertaining directly to our registered Call of Duty players, okay? All the people that have been joining us and wanting to play competitive Call of Duty, this announcement is for you, okay? So if that is not you, you can go ahead and shut this audio off because the rest of what I'm about to say is completely irrelevant to you, okay? So what's coming to Cairo Empire is our new development team, okay, a development roster, all right? Now, if many of you, hopefully all of you that did the interview with me, you will recall the part where I talked about Cairo Empire's purpose is to be a place where we develop talent, we develop esports talent, okay? I want to be able to use Cairo Empire as a way to take players from little to no competitive experience, okay, and be able to get them to a place where they can move on to a better opportunity, such as a better team, a better organization, become a better player. Maybe you start your own team. Whatever the case is, that is the goal of Cairo Empire, okay? So this new development team, this is going to be the first version of it that we're going to start, is essentially fulfilling or putting the initial plans in place to fulfill that purpose, okay? So what I want to do around this new development team, okay, is I'm going to give you guys the structure of it so you kind of understand how it's basically set up and how it's going to, you know, run, how it's going to look. And then I'll talk about more of, you know, exactly who should be, you know, who's fit for this development team and who are the type of players that we're looking for this, okay? So in terms of the structure of this team, all right, this new development roster is going to focus on 5v5 competitive COD, traditional 5v5. Okay. This will not feature Warzone at this time. Now that may change in the future, but as of right now, I am only planning to launch our 5v5 version of this brand new development team model that I'm going to start. Okay. Now this development roster. Okay. If I say team or roster, guys, it's really the same thing. Okay. But basically, this new development roster that I'm going to start under Cairo Empire, and it's going to be for 5v5 competitive COD, is going to be coached and managed by me directly, okay? I am going to have direct influence over this team, all right? And my goal is to be able to acquire players, okay, with, you know, either players that are brand new to COD competitive and, you know, you maybe don't understand the gist of it, but you don't really understand it, is to have players like you, or if you're somebody who really struggles to find a team or stay on a team, okay, if you're somebody that, you know, maybe you've played competitive and maybe you're not completely a novice to it, but, you know, it's like every team you join, it just happens to fall apart. There's not good structure. There's not good leadership or whatever the case is. And you're just looking to get on a team that you know, you can believe in, a team that will stick together. All right. So if you're an individual right now who's struggling to get on a team for our upcoming Legacy League, then this may be a good opportunity for you, okay? Because I'm going to be accepting people that are interested in applying for this development team, okay? I'm going to be accepting single players. You can just be your own player, and if you want to get involved in this, I will give you an opportunity to be on this team, okay? Or, you know, if you're somebody who's brand new, you've not played much competitive COD, I'll accept you. Or even if you have a duo or a trio, we're going to be open to talking about what all we're going to, you know, accept, or what I'm going to accept for this development team. But just understand that what this development team is going to do that's going to be very helpful for, you know, those you guys that I've described already in terms of players that are either struggling to find a team and stay on a team, or for some of you with little to no experience in comp, is you're not going to have to find your own team, okay? because people are going to come to me and we're going to start putting players together. The whole point of this development team is to develop a team, okay? So you're going to have teammates as they come into me. So you're not going to have to, you know, go out and find teammates, okay? I know that's a hard thing to do, all right? So understand that's a big benefit for some of you guys. I'm going to be putting this team together, all right? The other big thing as well is you guys, especially a lot of you that don't know me, okay, you don't understand the, you know, my background in competitive gaming and stuff. You know, not only am I going to be training and teaching on, you know, the fundamentals of competitive COD, but I'm going to be teaching teams, you know, how to run properly, how to manage, okay? Basically being able to develop captains, people that can actually lead a team. Because guys, one thing that gets really undermined a lot, especially with you younger kids, younger folks that, you know, you're just, you know, when you've tried to play competitive COD in the past, you just get on a team and, you know, just start playing. If you win, great. And then once you lose, it all falls apart. One of the big issues in competitive COD today, in the amateur scene, and this isn't just Call of Duty, this could be any e-sport, the whole amateur problem right now is lack of leadership, okay? Teams that are led well and somebody that can actually lead a team can keep a team going and sustain it, okay? The problem is most of your amateur teams out there are not led well, and that's why they fall apart. Leadership's a huge, huge component in keeping teams together. I've managed and ran competitive teams on multiple titles, everywhere from a five-man team all the way up to an 80-man roster, okay? And I've been through a lot of challenges, a lot of different situations that I can deliver very good experience to potential captains, people that, you know, may have the ability to run a team. And at the end of the day, what I hope to do with this development team, okay, this is the first time I've ever tried to do this, okay, which I'm really excited about because I'm passionate about helping people grow. I'm passionate about helping players, you know, get better and succeed and move on to a bigger opportunity. My goal with this development team is for really we got two main goals, guys. Number one, the first and foremost is to make each and every one of you better as individually as players, okay? If you're not improving as a player, not just from a skill perspective, but from a knowledge and experience and a team, you know, just a general team understanding of how teams should run, if you're not getting improvements in there, then I'm not doing my job, okay? So that's the first goal. The second goal is some of these teams that I put together, you guys may end up becoming your own team. And there you go. I just literally solved your team problem for a lot of you that, you know, are struggling to get rosters and find teams. I've solved your problem there. You now have a team. You have a base that you could actually take. And when you graduate my program, now you can go out and represent TE5, or you can go out, you know, join somebody else, play COD there, or do your own thing. Okay, I've done good. I've helped you guys come together, and I've, you know, helped you find a team, okay? You know, at the end of the day, I want to see you guys come, you know, for those of you that need this, okay, not everybody's going to need this, especially for a lot of you teams that are much more experienced, you can play at a high level. You don't need this. This is for people that, like I said, you're struggling to find a team, or you can't stay on a team, or you just don't, you know, you're very, very wet behind the ears when it comes to competitive Call of Duty, okay? This is for you, all right? And like I said, I am going to be controlling every aspect of this team. I'm going to be coaching it. I'm going to be managing it. And I'm going to be able to teach and influence and help grow a team, okay? I've done this many, many times in other, like I said, in other situations. But I'm doing this for you guys that need this, because some of you guys do need this. And I think for some of you, this will be an opportunity where you're going to flourish. We will have players that'll come out a lot better from this experience that need it, okay? Now, I want to go ahead and just add to this. It's very important that I add to this, that if you join, anybody that comes to this development team, All right, you will be ineligible to participate in the Legacy League, okay? And you will not be getting any funded opportunities to compete externally for TE5. This development team is literally going to be training and practicing, okay? There will be in-house scrimmaging because we'll have, you know, you guys scrimmage some of our better teams, all right, to get that experience. But all in all, the whole purpose of this development team is to get you guys either as players, or maybe if you guys as a whole team, or maybe a part of the team decide to, you know, come out of this experience and then enter the Legacy League and show what you can do, and, you know, show me that you can obviously play at a higher level to where I'd want to make you an offer to, you know, represent one of our club teams. You know, then that's how that opportunity is going to work, guys. Okay, so just understand that if you're already on a team, you feel good about it, you're locked in for the Legacy League, you don't need to be hitting me up about this. Okay, this is not for you. If you're confident in your abilities that you can play at a high level, you're on a good roster that's managed well, and you think you're going to last, then this is, like I said, this is not for you. I'm going to reiterate this one more time. This is for people that cannot find a team right now. They need it. They're trying to find a team. This is for people that have little to no competitive COD experience. We're going to put you guys together. We're going to work on a lot of different things, from skill, okay, skill and team management, you know, communication, cohesion. We're going to be this is a training process. This is a building process, okay? So if you're interested in this, just understand that you're signing up for the basics of not only competitive COD, but just putting a team together and making all the different parts work, okay? And for those of you that do sign up for this, you got to be willing to commit to the process. This isn't something that, you know, just happens in one day. If you're a very impatient individual or have a problem with committing to a process, to a plan, then this isn't for you, okay? I want to work with individuals that are passionate about improvement, passionate about competition, passionate about getting better, okay? And if you are one of those individuals, I can help you, you know, do that through either getting you on a team with other people and learning the game itself if you don't already know it. So that's it, guys. That is the new announcement. I will be putting it out to all of our free agents in a personal DM. But if you are interested in this opportunity, let me know. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you guys right now, we're only starting with one development team. Okay. So there is limited spots. It will be 5v5 comp. It's limited. Okay. So we're going to try some people out. I'm going to ultimately decide who I want to bring into this first version of it. Obviously, we're going to have a five-man team. My goal ultimately, guys, is right now we have about, I'm going to accept roughly, I want to say anywhere between 10 to 14 players, maybe 10 to 12 players that I'm going to accept. So there's only 10 to 12 spots, and that's going to depend that we're going to accept in this first go-around. Once it's full, it's full. And if there's spots open, we'll promote those spots as they come open at some point. But anyways, that's where it's at. So you got to hit me up for this opportunity, and then I'll talk to you about it, and we'll go from there. But that's going to do it for me. Take care, and I'll see you soon.